T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For Drew's Brews today with US 99, it is another first. Now remember, in Woodstock a few weeks ago, we found a brewery that doesn't name their beers. And then we found a brewery that has their own beer party ambulance. Well, today, our first, we're highlighting a brand new brewery that opens today. Their ribbon cutting ceremony is at 3 p.m. this afternoon. It is their first day of business. Today, we're talking about Hop District Community Brewing Company in LaGrange Park. This is also the very first brewery in that village. Lots of firsts today. So the owners are Jim and Shane. They are engaged to be married. Oh, isn't that nice? Jim is the brewmaster. Shane is the front of the house GM. And Jim's been a part of making great beer at several Chicagoland breweries over the last 7 years, but the dream was always to open their own space together. After 3 years of searching, they found a location and a building, as they describe it, practically in their backyard. Now, the history behind the name Hop District. Well, hops are essential to great beer, and they chose district to represent several things. The school district, where their daughters go to school nearby. The district of the neighborhood where they live. Community brewers being all about the community and gathering and neighbors and friends. They love sharing moments with great beer, and that's what Hop District is designed for. This is the thing, though, that popped out at me. Their slogan that even they were surprised to be able to secure the trademark on, beer with friends. How simple and genius is that? Who doesn't want to have a beer with friends? So let's talk beer at Hop District. They are launching with 5 fresh beers today, a hazy, a Maibach, an IPA, a Kolsch, and an Imperial Stout. But the names of the beers are so Chicago, too. Okay, the Maibach is called Definitely Maybe. Spelled M-A-I-B-E, like Maybach. The IPA, you can't park there. It's just funny to say, too. What's the name of the beer? You can't park there. And yes, with all the parking restrictions in the city, along with a few pockets around the brewery, it was just too fun not to name the IPA beer that. The Kolsch is called their Cul-de-Sac King in honor of their neighborhood where the brewery is located and how neighbors like to gather on the cul-de-sacs during the summertime. The Hazy is called Hazy in the name of. It's got that musical feel to it. It has a phenomenal flavor and color to the Hazy in the name of. But my favorite beer that I got to sample earlier this week, unlike any other beer I've ever tasted, and the name too, is the Imperial Stout. Now, this is a big boy. It's clocking in at 12%. Okay, full-bodied, served in a 9-ounce glass, but the name, Thick Thighs and Pretty Eyes, a nod to our Midwestern roots. Come on now, right? And again, a super funny name. Thick Thighs, Pretty Eyes, the Imperial Stout. 5 beers of their own to start out, including a couple of guest taps, and I love this. They have Old Style on tap as one of the guest taps. Why? Well, they said Old Style is Chicago, and for some folks who aren't used to craft beer experimentation, they want those friends to have a familiar taste to begin with. I think it's brilliant. Remember, Hop District, beer with friends. So they're located in LaGrange Park, directly west of the Brookfield Zoo on 31st Street, just east of LaGrange Road, south of the Eisenhower. Online and on socials at hopdistrictbrewing.com. The ribbon cutting is this afternoon at 3 o'clock. They're going to be open every day but Monday, longer weekend hours, several food trucks and live entertainment options to come. They got a taco truck tonight, live entertainment from 7 until close. And the tap room itself is incredible. A long bar with 15 seats, several tables, an intimate couch room, a separate cozy space for folks who just want to work with their laptops, and then a fully enclosed patio with room for 50 friends. That's right, 13 tables, umbrellas, and a piece of wall art that you just have to see. Hop District Community Brewing Company in LaGrange Park. Beer with friends. The grand opening this afternoon at 3 o'clock. The intersection of LaGrange Road and 31st Street. You tell them Drew's Brews sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.